Hi, it's Mackenzie, and this is the Male Spouse Brief. Happy Monday. Sorry that it has been 2 weeks since we've had an episode. Life has been kind of insane, to say the least. So we got home from Montana, and that was really fun. And then we were just doing stuff kind of around the house. We're pretty much almost all the way done with painting. The only thing left we have is the staircase leading up to the third story where like the bedrooms are. But we are out of paint, and that was kind of my goal, was to make sure that we used up all the paint that we had bought before buying more. So that's pretty exciting that we've had going on. My friend came and we went to Newport, and so that was really fun. We got to explore there. I've actually never been to Newport, and so it was fun to go up there and walk around the shops and stay by the beach. California sun really plays a game on you. Like, you'll be sitting out there and you're like, it's not even hot, the sun's barely shining, the UV is low, and then I came home with the worst burnt shoulder and like tan line on my back. So, but it was really fun to see her and to do that. It's been interesting with everything leading up to me leaving. There's a lot more things I'm doing around the house. I've been trying to like use up all these random products that I like just kind of want to be like done with, either like almost empty, you know. So like I like finished up a face mask and I finished up like a bottle of dry shampoo and you know, kind of like fun stuff like that. I guess some big news was that I swore into the Navy this week. So that was really fun. It was on Thursday and we went down to La Jolla, and my lieutenant that I interned under down in Coronado in December, he's the one that swore me in, and so that was really fun and special. And I don't know, I'm a big words of affirmation girl, and so everyone went around and kind of like talked about me and talked about like how I met them or like what I meant to them, and that really made my heart swell. And so that was really fun and special to experience. Something I was talking about was that sometimes it's hard when you are an adult and you go through kind of like these big life things and you expect your family to be there. But being a military spouse, I don't live by my family. But I realize that I have created a family here in Oceanside with all these people, whether it's through the military or through church. And so I am really grateful that even though my family wasn't able to be there, I had my other family, you know, my military family there. And they made me feel so loved, and I miss my family so much and Cade's family, but I'm grateful that we have these people here. And I think that's one of the cool things about military lifestyle is we understand what we're going through and we get it. And so it makes it totally worth it to go through these experiences, and you meet these people, and like these people talked about, you really get bonded so quickly. Like, I've barely known these people for over a year, and you bond so quickly, and it's really cool and wonderful. We spent Saturday at the beach, which was really fun, with Jaden Spencer. He starts IDC, which is Independent Duty Corpsman School. So it was a little like last hurrah for him. And we played spike ball, which was so fun. I know it's like kind of a Utah thing, but Cade and I are like now hooked, and we're like, okay, spike ball anytime, anywhere, let's do it. So that's been really fun. My family comes out this week. We're gonna meet up in San Francisco. We have some work to do up there, and so we'll get to see them, which will be really exciting and fun. And just getting ready to leave, it's starting to become very real. I've cried a couple times. Today I had to talk to, not today, excuse me, the Sunday I talked to the recruits, and I got to speak to them at church and thought it was really cool. And we were singing the intermediate song in between one speaker and before I was speaking, and I started crying, and Kate was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's just becoming so real that this is gonna be me in a couple weeks at church singing with, you know, I'll be a officer or candidate or whatever we get called there. You know, I won't be called a recruit, but you know, I'll be in their same shoes." And so it definitely hit home and made it all start to feel very, very real. On today's episode, it closes out our housing. So it's going to be with Tiff. Fair warning, I have had this awful cough on and off for the last like 3 weeks. It like comes, it's there for a day, it goes away, it comes back a few days later. And while we were recording this episode, I had a horrific coughing of event. Obviously, I edited it out, but my voice does sound a little different depending on the different episode parts that you'll listen to, so bear with me. I'm so sorry for that sound. I am so grateful that I was have this episode with Tiffany. She is literally the best. We have bonded so much over the last few months. She's become one of my best friends, and I'm so grateful for her love and support. It's been really cool to buy a house alongside one of your friends and to experience so much together. Their house is beautiful, and so we talk all about how they got into buying a house and what they experienced and kind of comparing our experiences, which is really cool. I'm so proud of her and Aaron, and getting to do these things together, the four of us, has been really fun. Kate and Aaron get along really well, which is awesome. I love when my friends and their husbands get along with my husband. So that's been really fun to hang out with them and to see how much Aaron and Kate have in common, and so that definitely makes us obviously want to hang out more with them. So we were talking about how it stinks that we've become so close just for me to leave for training, and definitely I feel like that's always what happens. You get close to someone right before you leave. But I hope you enjoy this episode and everything that we talk about. Buying a house has been quite the experience, and I'm really grateful for it, and I'm grateful that we were able to do it alongside Tiff and Aaron. And without further ado, here is the episode with Tiffany. All right, so I'm here with Tiffany. So how was your day?
Good. It's been sunny, so I'm enjoying the change of weather now.
For sure, and it's been super nice. What was it like going to the salon today?
It was good. I went to a Dominican salon, which is hard to find in Southern California, so it was nice.
Right, and make you feel like back home, which is super cool.
Yeah.
All right, so today we're going to talk about kind of all things in the home buying process. I did a podcast with Jamarcus and with Cade, and so I feel like it'd be really cool to do one with you just because, you know, we've gone through very similar situations. We had the same realtor and lender, and we bought around the same time. So let's start off with, what made you guys want to start looking into buying a house?
We were looking online for a few months, and we knew that we just didn't want to rent anymore. We lived in Virginia for 2 years, and one thing we regretted was not purchasing a home there. And rent gets expensive, and you don't own the property, so we weren't sure how that would be possible in California. So for a while, we were just looking, but it had always been a goal of ours.
No, I feel that. And like my biggest thing was being in the military, when you get this BAH and you have this money and then you're kind of just giving it back to them when you could be making a profit and you could be like kind of putting your money towards something, that was like a big push for us.
That's so true. Yeah, BAH played a huge part of it, and it's kind of like they're giving it to us. Why not put it towards a mortgage?
Yeah, and I feel like you also have, I don't know, what was it like in your apartment? Like, were you able to, like, paint and do stuff to it? But I just feel like when I lived in apartments, it was a lot more, like, strict on what you could and couldn't do.
We couldn't paint. The apartments were already painted a gray, and we could not change that because that's how the community was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my biggest thing with living on base housing, was I was like, I can't do anything to it. It doesn't feel like mine. I can only do so much to make it feel like mine. And I don't like that feeling, in a sense.
Yeah, and living off of base is similar because if you do make changes or put holes in the wall, they charge you for it when you leave, so it's not even worth doing.
No, for sure. So, what was it like when you, like, kind of started the home buying process with Jamarcus? How many houses did you guys end up looking at, and what was it like looking at all the different houses in the different areas?
It was exciting. Jamarcus wanted us to focus on one area, and we were torn between Oceanside and Temecula. Mm-hmm. We lived in Oceanside, and we love it, but we knew it would cost more for what we were looking for. So we started off in Temecula, and on the first weekend, we saw about 4 homes, and we put in an offer on one of them that I fell in love with, but I did not know how competitive it was.
It's crazy.
Isn't it? I fell in love with it, but of course, 10 other people did too. And we obviously were not chosen for that one because, of course, someone bid over, I think, $50,000 over asking.
And what's crazy about that is it's not even like they can put that into their mortgage. They literally had $50,000 in their bank account that they could write a check or do a wire transfer tomorrow. And that would, like, it was like, that's what blows my mind, is they couldn't even have wrapped that into their mortgage. When you bid that far over, that's just how much you're willing to just give right then and there.
Right. For a house that's not even worth $50,000 over. I mean, like, we're buying houses, we're paying things that, like, it's not worth it right now, and we're still paying that. I couldn't imagine paying $50,000 over asking.
I can't. And obviously, maybe not obviously, but in the military, at least, I don't feel like that's feasible for us. So no. A civilian definitely got
that's
the
like
home.
That's like 2 years worth of our husband's pay.
Seriously. Yeah. I'm sorry. No. No.
That's like literally 2 years of their yearly salary. Mm-hmm. Not including like BAH and all the other things that they get or don't pay for, but like their paycheck alone, that would be 2 years worth of, which
seriously.
Is insane.
It would take an average person a whole year to make that, and they still don't see it with taxes. So yeah. For me, that was mind-blowing.
Okay, so you saw those four houses. Did you guys have the same experience with us where, like, you put in an offer, and then you can't go put on more offers, so you wait around, and then you don't hear back from them, or you hear back, like, way later where you could have gone and seen other houses or put in offers in other houses?
They did not tell us anything. So
I just hate it.
It was frustrating because we had to ask Jamarcus every day, like, is there an update? And then I think the way I found out about that house is on Zillow. I kept refreshing and it said pending. And I was like, pending? They took an offer.
That's how I felt about the first house. The first house we saw, we fell in love with. And it's actually across the street from our now house. And we loved it. It was like 3 bedrooms. It was perfect. And granted, that was the third house we saw and that we put an offer in. And I was like, it's perfect. They were military. And like, I was like, of course they're going to want to go with us. And I remember seeing it change to pending. And I think what made me super mad was when it changes to pending, you don't see what they offer. Mm-hmm. They took an offer under ours. Because what happened was they kept like, so it goes to pending. We countered. We gave it back to them. And I think we put like 15 over, but it fell within the appraisal. So we didn't have to pay 15 over. It fell within our appraisal. So it just included in the loan. And they were texting us and we were like, hey, can you ask like your clients like what they pay in utilities so we can start budgeting for that? And the realtor replied to Jamarcus and was giving him all these answers and they were starting to give us information. So Jamarcus is like, that's a good sign. Like you're in the bag. Nope. Accept an offer under ours. And it went to pending and that's how we found out.
Wow.
So what was the next house you guys saw?
So the next weekend we saw, I want to say 6 homes all down the street from each other in Temecula. And there was one house that it was my dream house, but there was an open house. So a lot of people were there. They staged it really well, but it was beautiful. Everything I wanted and more was in there. They had a great fireplace, a big backyard. They had a huge master bedroom, bathroom, closet. It was just great. So we knew that we would be outbid, but we still put in an offer on that.
Yeah.
And when we got in the car to go to the next house, I told Aaron, I want that house. That's the only house I want. And he said, Jamarcus thinks this house we're going to see now is better fit for us. And I was like, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to like it. I want that house. And when we stepped in, it was to our current house. And when I saw it from the outside, the reason I prejudged it that way is because I thought it was ugly, to be honest. I thought the outside was ugly. All of the houses looked the same. But when I got inside and we walked around, I was like, okay, this feels like our house. It yeah. does feel that way. And I was amazed by how much I really liked this one. So this was actually the last house we saw, and once we got home, we talked about it, and we put in 2 offers, so the dream house and this one. Of course, the dream house, they outbid us by a lot of money. Someone did that in cash, and then...
No way.
Seriously, all cash. So it was a gated community, so I knew somebody would take it quick, especially someone with a family.
That's true, yeah.
Now, for this home, we found out that we were the first people to see the house because they had just put it out on the market for a day, and we were the first to make an offer. So I think there's a rule that they have to wait 12 hours before they accept to see if other offers come in.
Interesting.
And what we knew is that 2 other couples came to see the house on the same day. Oh. So we were nervous all night wondering if they would put in an offer too. And Jamarcus told us, like, no, you guys got it. You got it. And the next day, they accepted our offer because we were the only one.
Dude, really? Mm-hmm. That's crazy. And, okay, so your offer was accepted, and then what happened?
So we went into escrow, and because we were the only offer, Jamarcus was confident that we could close in 21 days as opposed to 30. So we were excited, and we got connected with, you know, the lender. Well, I guess beforehand, but that's when things got serious.
Yeah.
And through that process, there was just a lot of paperwork initially right away. Like, they were trying to be quick.
Yeah, and I think that was what I underestimated, was how many papers they needed and how quickly they needed it. I was like, I'm at work. Yeah. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, so that was hard because they would ask me for things and then they would ask Aaron for things and we were trying to gather everything while I was working. So.
Yeah, and I feel like we talked about it on our episode was that we did not ask a ton of questions with our lender and I feel bad because all the questions and all the things that we went through, luckily you guys didn't go through, but then some of their mistakes you guys had to like pay for.
I think that's worth mentioning. So honestly, the way we got started with buying a house is through Mackenzie and Kate. you know, one day we were talking and she's like, hey, we got a house last weekend. And I'm like, what? How? And then I met Jamarcus. So it kind of happened out of nowhere.
Yeah, I think like we were doing our normal like 5 a.m. check-ins. Mm-hmm. And I said something like, I think you said like, how was your weekend? And I was like, we got a house. Because I don't know, I think we had talked about maybe that I was looking, or maybe that was like one of the first things, because we got really discouraged. And then we went and saw that house and we were like, well, might as well put an offer in, we really like it. And all of a sudden they accepted it like the next day and we were like, wait, what? Like, it almost didn't feel real. Mm-hmm. I was like, we have a house. This is crazy. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the lender situation.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So, you know, with lenders, I now know you should explore your options.
Yes.
Before committing to one.
Shop around.
Yeah. Do shop around. I mean, I feel like I've heard that from other people after the fact. But in the moment, I mean, we were recommended the lender we have. And that's what we went with, but
did you know that you could shop around? Because I did not know that.
No, I didn't know until after. And yeah. I think because it happened so fast with the house, that I probably didn't have time to even ask. But after the fact, I started asking coworkers and they were like, did you shop? Did you get quotes? And I'm like, should I have?
And I think that's how I felt. Like, granted, I trust Jamarcus with everything. And so I don't feel like it was like his fault, but he was like, I have this guy. And he even said like some of the things that happened, he did not expect to happen or, you know, things like that. And so I thought, excuse me, sorry, like, why should we shop around? We have this guy. He's good, you know?
Yeah. I think I was lucky that I had you, unfortunately, yes. For you.
So if you haven't listened to K9's episode, basically, like, we just weren't told a lot. And so it'd be like all of a sudden day of we're hearing about a fee or a transaction that needs made. And it's not like 20, 30 bucks. It's $2,000, $3,000, $6,000, $10,000, $13,000 that are just kind of like coming out of the sky. And we're like, what? And so because we were first kind of in our closing situation, the mistakes that were made with us that our lender had to kind of pay for by covering the money, Tiff and Aaron did not have it. So let's talk about, so we closed, and you should go listen to the episode with K9 because we talked about it, but it was kind of a crazy situation. And so obviously Tiff and I are now texting like every day, all the time about these housing situations. Mm-hmm. And so I tell her like, it was awful. And then you get a phone call.
For what?
You get a phone call the day we close from Jamarcus.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so I'm at work, and typically Jamarcus would call my husband because he knew I was at work, but he was calling me back to back, and he's like, listen, you need to do X, Y, and Z, and you need to know this, and you have to ask for this. And I was like, what is going on? Is everything okay? Is my loan okay?
Yeah.
You know, we're in escrow, and in escrow, it's risky. The house isn't officially yours, so at any moment, you could lose it, or something could happen. So we were concerned, and then maybe an hour later, I get a text from Mackenzie. She's like, you will never guess what happened. So Long story short, she warned me, and you know, we learned through her experience. So it still was a hard and frustrating experience on our end because things took so much longer.
Yeah, your closing situation was awful.
We were supposed to close in 21 days, and we closed at maybe 32 days. And it just kept getting pushed. And what was frustrating is there's three people involved in the lending company, and I would send documents to one person, and the other person would ask for them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Do you guys not work together? I'm confused. And, of course, during the holidays, I have to give credit to that. You know, our lending company did the best that they could, but we also went through it during Christmas and New Year's, which is what slowed us down. And the people
who... Yeah, that's true.
You know, the people who owned our house now, they are a huge company like Zillow. So
they... It wasn't like seller to seller where they wanted that money to like close on the offer.
Yeah, it's not like a family who is getting a payout. It's like a corporation who... They
have
people...
We'll never really see the money, you know?
No, they have people in cubicles doing this work. And those people in cubicles are taking holiday time off.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what screwed us over more than anything. And it just took so much longer. And that sucks for a first-time home buyer because nobody warned us about that part either.
Mm-hmm.
We were literally set on the day. We were going to get keys. We were going to buy our refrigerator.
Yeah, and, like, you plan so much, like, moving, buying stuff because you can't buy stuff while you're in escrow.
Yeah.
And so, real quick, let's talk about, while we're in this situation with the lending. So, if you're military and you're listening to this and you want to use your VA... fee or VA loan, you have to get, if you're still in or if you're like coming up on getting out or reenlistment, you have to get what's called a letter of intent to like show that basically that you're gonna have money, which is kind of like BS because nobody else in the world does this. Like, no one's like, hey, can you make sure your job like confirms that you're gonna get paid for the next year or something?
Mm-hmm.
But you still have to get it. So be aware of the time frame or when you are going to buy your house or where your service member might be in their contract. Luckily for us, it wasn't too hard to get, but sometimes commands, because I know you guys kind of had an issue with it, sometimes the commands are really weird about it, and sometimes they want like actual reenlistment papers and stuff like that. The truth is, they don't need that. They need a letter of intent to reenlist, and it's literally just, I intend to do this. I not that I did do this or that I'm going to do this, but that I plan to possibly do this. You know, it's kind of like a formality. The best way to get it is through your career planner, but you guys had to get it through...
We did the career planner.
Their planner, too?
But our process was, we went through the same lending company, but they tried to tell us that the letter of intent wasn't good enough.
That's right, yeah.
And that frustrated us because you told us your experience, and they were telling us otherwise.
So I was like, no, just push it. And I was like, I'll pretend to be the bank. I'll pretend to be Aaron's command. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, they seriously were giving us such a hard time. And I was like, no, I know you've accepted this before. And they were like, all right, fine, it's fine. But I'm like, no, there's no way you're not.
I know, but can you imagine, like, if I hadn't gone through what I had gone through or you hadn't gone through what you've gone through, like, someone probably could have gotten screwed either way, you know, like, not having someone that is being truthful about, like, the situation.
Yeah,
because exactly. After that incident with us, you guys got a nice, pretty paper that said, hey, this interest rate, this closing cost, this loan amount. And I remember you sending it to me, and I showed Kate, and I was like, look at this. What is this?
But they drafted that because of the mistake with you.
Right? And so, but I mean, for you guys, like, that is just so nice to sit there and look at. And that was the thing that I felt like as a first-time home buyer, that they were talking in so many acronyms and so many, like, short terms, which, like, I can understand because, like, that's all military. But I don't try and talk like that to somebody in the military. If I do and they're like, what is that? I try to, like, be aware of what I'm saying. Or, like, try and break it down. But I was like, every time I was like, I don't know what you mean. Or, like, what are you talking about? He'd be like, why don't you know this? And I'm like, because I've never bought a house before. How am I supposed to know this? Like, what do you mean, you know?
Yeah.
Which I think is just hard. And so, yeah, definitely shop around, ask questions. Know that if your service member is in, they're going to pay a VA funding fee. Or if they're out, it depends on their disability amount.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about options since you mentioned that. I think some people have the perception that the VA loan means no down payment, which is true, But you have to be mindful of the closing cost. So the options that we were given is we pay none of the closing cost and the lender pays it all, but then your interest rate is higher.
Yeah.
The other one is you pay partial and the lender will pay the rest, or you know, you can pay for all of it for the lowest rate. So be mindful of that. You do have to put something up front. And the And the VA funding fee, I was just going to say, it's about 3% of the cost of the house. And that's included in your loan. But that's not something I knew about until, you know, I was told towards the end.
I did not know. And like we said on Kid and I's podcast, we did not know until we were pretty darn close to signing that dotted line. I remember like printing off the form to show that we don't have disability right now and like signing it and sending it over. And I like just texted DeMarcus and I was like, hey, what's this about? And he was like, what? And I was like, I have no idea. And it was funny because about like 3 months ago, I was talking to my friend about it. And she was like, yeah, the VA funding fee. And I was like, yeah, we don't have that. And she was like, and she like looked at me weird. And I was like, we don't have that. Like, I don't know what you're talking about, but we don't got that. Mm-hmm. And I think she probably knew in the back of her head, you got that, girl. You just don't know yet.
Yeah.
No, what I was going to say was, the one thing about closing costs that I've been given kind of like advice for, you know, this is what our realtor told us, was you got to think about kind of like, what is your time in the house going to be, you know, because closing costs can be anywhere from like, I would say like 3 to 10 grand, you know?
Yeah.
And so the way we decided to do it was, is this a house that we are going to stay in for a longer term where it would make sense to shell out that money and get that money back in a sense of like return? Or are we going to be in a shorter term amount where we're dishing out all this money to live in it for 2 or 3 years before we put renters in it? And so that's a big reason why we rolled the closing costs and had him pay them, was because we knew that being in the military, we would not have the ability to stay in the house for 10, 15, 20 years where it would make sense to like, okay, we'll pay off the 7 grand and kind of see a return on it by living in the house.
That's something you taught me, because at first we were like, why wouldn't we want the lowest rate? We can pay all. And you were like, absolutely not. You're not paying all. Why would you? You know, it's a lot. I think ours, if we paid all of it, was well over 10,000.
Oh, yeah.
So it made sense. And I'm glad, because in the same situation, we don't know where we'll be. And more than likely, it's not going to be here.
Yeah. And that's a big thing that I didn't realize, because I was like, oh, well, and kind of like you said, like, we can pay it all. But then Jamarcus was like, okay, but are you going to want, like you said, a new refrigerator? Are you going to want a new couch? What about paint and fixing up the house? And like, oh, no, we probably already spent like a grand or two on all the different things for the house. And so I think that was a big thing that I didn't think about, like, in the moment with paying for the house, was the minute you get in it, I'm like, I want to change this. I want to change that. Let's do this. Let's do that. And then I'm like, oh, that all adds up, where that could have been money for the closing costs if we had put it down. Right. Luckily, we didn't. We had that money. But that was a big thing that he kept saying, like, you don't want to be house broke. Don't be house broke type thing.
Mm-hmm. He told us the same. And just being mindful of your earnest money deposit.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of crazy.
Because your guys's was crazy amount.
Ours was almost 20,000.
Which is insane. So an earnest money deposit is basically saying, like, when you close on a house, they want, like, proof of funds. So they basically say, like, send us this money as a wire transfer for, I think it's 30 days or, like, until you close. And then we'll send it back to you. But it kind of, like, secures your spot where if you pull out, you lose that money. If they pull out, you get the money back. But it's kind of like a deposit. It's kind of like a renter's deposit. You know, it's not like a security fee. Like, when you rent an apartment, it's just a very big security fee.
It's a scary fee.
Yeah.
That's why escrow is so nerve-wracking, because if something goes wrong, that is your fault.
Yeah.
You're losing it, girl.
And so. Ours was, that's crazy that yours was almost 20. I'm trying to think what ours was. I want to say ours was 3, maybe 5.
Wow.
Ours was really small. Because I remember when you told me that money, I was like,
oh. I know.
I was like, no, you're kidding. You're kidding. And it's hard because it's like, that money's going to come back, but for a whole month, you're, like, checking your bank account going, like, was I robbed?
Seriously. Yeah, we were like, how are we going to buy the fridge? You know? Like, we got the money back, and we put it towards the appliances. But during that time, especially during Christmas,
oh my gosh,
10 out of 10 don't recommend buying a house around the holidays.
No. And then you have, like, the whole moving. And, like, with your crazy situation, it was hard to, like, even schedule movers, schedule when you were able to, like, get appliances, even look at furniture. Like, I think that's the thing that, like, we underestimate is, like, when you get your keys versus when you close on your house is a very vast day difference, possibly. And so you can't even plan, like, to move and when you are and all that kind of stuff. And I just felt like that is, like, not talked about enough. Because, like, the idea of when you close on your house, it's like you walk into your house.
Yeah, that's what we thought. And we thought, you know, if we close on a Friday, this is great. We have all weekend to move in. But Friday just means you sign the paperwork. It still needs to be processed through the county. So really, you don't get keys until next week. And that, we were like, what the heck? You know, and during that process, you can, I mean, once you sign, you can start buying things, but we
had, put them.
Exactly. So we were like, if we buy the appliances, where are we actually putting it without keys? So, you know, that was really confusing for us. And now I know it's normal, but we didn't know at the time.
No, because I feel like on social media, when you see someone buy it, like close on a house, you know, like they're not, obviously, like social media is just a highlight reel, but like, you know, like they're not showing that they're closing on this day and then they actually move in this day, you know? Like, it's just so hard to, like, when you actually are put into it. Like, I would have never known that closing, like, signing the keys or signing the papers versus getting the keys, vastly different.
Two different days, so be mindful.
And if you're like us, luckily, when we did our final walkthrough of the house, we saw how disgusting it was and we had in our, like, contract that they would pay for cleaners to come clean the house. But that was another thing, was the day we got the keys and we were going to show up, we wanted to start moving things. Our house was filthy. I mean, like, filthy. And so they had cleaners come, but then they were in there for 4.5 hours. So then we, like, couldn't even really, like, do much. We were just putting everything in the garage, which, like, worked out fine. But still, it's like, what is there to do? You know, like, they're in there cleaning, because that's another thing to think about. And then when you get the moving truck, and if you have help, you know, like, I couldn't lift all the furniture by ourselves. Like, luckily we had friends that came and helped, but still, like, there's just so many more things to think about than buying the house that you don't. And then, did you guys have this, like, because you guys had, like, multiple days from when you moved out to when your apartment was done, right? Because for us, it was like, oh, we go pack something, and you're like, oh, wait, I need that, or I don't need that, and then you, like, don't even know what to pack. That was my most annoying thing, was I was like, man, I packed something, and I don't know where it is.
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of time, luckily, because our close date kept moving, so we knew we needed the full month with the apartment. So when it did come time to pack, we had enough time to organize and move things slowly, just because, you know, I lived closer to my job. So it made more sense that way.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It was different.
So let's talk about how you're adjusting to being in the new house and the pros and cons to that.
The pro is the space.
It's beautiful.
It is huge compared to our apartment. And I love it. It's a dream first home. The cons, I work 45 minutes away on a good day. I work in Carlsbad, live in Temecula. And 45 minutes is if I leave the house early, but coming home, you know, during the time everyone else is out, it can take 1 hour and 20 minutes easy. And that is so hard because I went from living 20 minutes away to 1 hour and 20.
Yeah.
And
being in the car is hard because there's only so much you can do while you're in the car, you know, like, yeah, you can talk to people on the phone, but like, if you want to like write out things, or if you need to type up something, or you need to like do something on social media, you can't be doing anything besides like literally talking on your phone.
Yep, that's really hard because I run a business after work, and that's my time to get home, present my calls, and now I can listen to them, but I'm not really engaged anymore.
Yeah.
Just because of, you know, my commute.
No, that's definitely tough. What has it been like being homeowners and like doing all this stuff to the house?
It's been fun. I feel like Aaron's enjoying it more than me because he's the handy one and he thrives on, you know, DIY. But he has painted a number of rooms. He's done the garage. He loves it. And I think overall as homeowners, he feels really good about where his money is going.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really frugal about money. So
that's
knowing
my guy.
Yeah. So knowing that we own this, you know, it's worth every penny.
Oh, yeah. No, that's how I feel. Like, now I'm like, okay, the money I'm spending on painting is, like, worth it. Because some people paint base housing, and I'm like, you could not pay me enough money to paint base housing. No, I'd have to repaint it for them.
Yes, exactly.
Like, what? You know, or, like, even just small things like upgrading the shower hooks or, like, the toilet paper holders, you know, just, like, small things like that. You don't really think about how much it makes a difference, or even, like, the knobs in the kitchen. I know we both did that. Like, it's crazy how, like, visually it makes such a difference.
It does, and it's worth it when you own it, because that's one thing that we saw in Virginia. We had two different apartments, and we never decorated because in our minds we didn't own it, and we knew we would move.
Yeah.
In Oceanside, we hung things up, but it still wasn't what I wanted a home to look like, because we knew it wasn't ours. So now we're really investing in paint, decor, all the good stuff. And now it feels good because we know we own it. No one's going to tell us you can't paint it blue, or you can't paint black or pink or whatever.
Yeah. And I just think that there's just, like, I don't know, there's just, like, such a good feeling about owning it and knowing that it's yours and getting to, like, honestly do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, you get to be creative, so it's worth it.
So, overall, you feel like it's worth it through everything that you went through to, like, get the house?
I do, and it was a good learning experience now. During that time, like I said, it's really stressful, the most stressful 32 days. But when you look back, I mean, what is 32 days from the rest of your life? It's a good experience, and I know what not to do next time.
No, for sure. All right, so overall, if you're, like, looking back, what would be, like, your number one advice to, like, let somebody know, hey, you're looking to buy a house, please do this, or please don't do this?
Honestly, ask people. If I didn't have Mackenzie and Cade, I don't know how, I don't think we could have this house, because, you know, she gave us their experience towards our house. And then also, even talking to my coworkers or my brother, which I didn't even think about in the time, but he was like, you know, closing is a process. And I'm like, really? Like, on TV or social media, I think it's so easy.
Yeah.
So ask for advice from people who own homes, especially people who have used the VA loan.
Yeah, for sure. Something I also feel like that helps me by talking to other people is that people that bought in that area or, like, somewhat, you know, like, I don't know if you talk to people in Temecula, but for me what helped was, like, hey, you guys have lived in Oceanside for the last 5 or 10 years. Like, I asked a bunch of people at church, like, have you seen that it's worth it? Have you seen, like, I asked a guy who used to own a house right by us, and he had renters in it, and he was like, it was one of the best investments I made, you know? So I asked a lot of people, like, do you feel like this area is worth it? Do you feel like this is a smart thing to do? Like, we won't be living here full time like you guys will be for 20 years. So is that smart, you know? If someone were to ask me about Westerville, Ohio, I could tell you a million and one things because that's where I grew up. And so I think that's the only downfall that I was nervous about was I don't know the area. But there are people that do. And so if you can, like, especially, like, Jamarcus knowing these areas so well was so reassuring because I was like, okay, he knows it. He's done the research. And now that Karen and Kate are both on Skillbridge for this, for this real estate, like, there's so much that he's been learning about, like, the different areas and how, as a realtor, you have to know the schools, the crime rate, the property taxes. Like, there's so much more than just, like, the house that kind of goes into your life that you don't realize when you're renting or living on a military base and stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree with that, because what I didn't realize is I have coworkers who commute to Temecula, and I did not think for a second during looking at homes, that process, to even ask what their commute was like. So if you're considering moving further out, maybe for space or whatever the case, try to find someone in that situation and ask, is the commute worth it? Because I definitely didn't. And, you know, I don't take it back, but I wish someone would have warned me, because after the fact, I had coworkers say, oh yeah, sometimes it takes me an hour and 30 minutes. And if I heard that sooner, maybe I would have looked at homes closer.
No, I definitely think, and commute's a really hard thing because some people don't mind it at all, and other people, like us, really cannot. Like, that was a big conversation that Kate and I had when we were talking about orders for my new job, but I was like, if I get stationed in San Diego, we will rent this house. Like, I cannot drive to Coronado every single day, because I did it for 2 weeks, and I was questioning my internship for 2 weeks, like, because it's hard.
Yeah.
There was one day I spent 2.5 hours to get home, and I was like, I can't live like this. Because that was just 2 hours 2 hours and a half to get home. I still spent an hour to drive down there in the morning. The drive down was fine. I don't know for you if the mornings were fine. For me, the mornings were fine. I got there like literally exactly 52 minutes. Mm-hmm. Not a single break was touched type thing.
Yeah.
But coming home, and I think for me what was really hard is it was like hit or miss. Like some days I would get home and I was like, wow, I can't believe I'm home. This is great. And other days I would be like, I might go find like the nearest bridge to jump off of. So I definitely think that's the other thing, like California traffic is not to be messed with. It makes any other state traffic look like nothing. Maybe not New York, but any other state, like where we like Virginia or Ohio, I'm like, I can't even believe I complained about traffic in those towns. Like nothing compared to it. So I definitely think that's a big thing, is ask about commute, ask about the area. Even like, I don't know if you've noticed with, but for like ours, like even our Ring camera has like neighborhood like weekly or monthly reports where it will show you like how many times the cops were called or like how many times something happened in like in the area, so you can kind of like understand the area. Or even like asking about schools, we both don't have kids, but renters possibly might, or you know, like just even in the area, like is it a kid environment, or you know, like I feel like when you have kids in a certain environment, it makes it like a little bit safer because the parents are wanting it safer for the kid type thing.
Yeah.
So I definitely did not realize how many things I didn't know before buying a house. I'm like, I was walking around just not knowing, just thinking that this is like buying a house was fun and easy.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I feel like it was good to like talk about it because it was a very like life-changing experience for both of us.
Absolutely. I could not be here without you. So thank you for having me.
Dude, of course. And as I'm sitting in your beautiful home, I'm telling the listeners that it is absolutely beautiful. And I can't wait till she posts more pictures and a tour.
Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye.